The Government Accountability Board has not said when it will post the petitions online. The coalition has asked the GAB to honor the requests of several domestic violence victims to redact their home addresses before making the petitions public. Coalition spokesman Tony Gibhart says a 1996 Wisconsin State Appeals Court ruling on an open records request in a case involving a fatal shooting by a Milwaukee police officer found that addresses of those involved could be withheld.
For domestic violence victims who are articulating a very clear reason why they are concerned that known perpetrators might use that information to track them down and harass them, or potentially worse, I think is an even stronger interest than what was at issue in that case.
The Government Accountability Board has promised to apply a balancing test to measure the weight of the public's right to open records and an individual's right to be safe from potential harm before finally releasing the petitions online. Wisconsin Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen says that's in line with state law.
The balancing that can be done under Wisconsin law by the Government Accountability Board gives them the option at their discretion to redact certain information if it is necessary for a variety of reasons, including the public safety of certain individuals who have signed the recall petitions.
Meanwhile, the media watchdog group, the McIver Institute, has filed an open records request for a copy of all the unredacted petitions so that it can independently verify that all the signatures are legitimate. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.